In terms of the reason for calling, the Preservation Iowa released its list of the most endangered properties, but taking a step back, can you explain what exactly Preservation Iowa is?
Sure. Preservation is it's a nonprofit organization. It's a statewide organization that promotes historic preservation, educates about historic preservation, and tries to work with preservation concerns and advocates for historic preservation as well. So we don't have any sites or historic buildings ourselves, but we're mostly trying to help communities, organizations who are trying to work with preserving properties or looking at benefits of historic preservation in their communities and so forth, help them with that and find resources to help them too.
And when it comes to the endangered property list, what exactly is that?
So basically, it's every year, Preservation Iowa places a call for nominations through all sorts of organizations and communities, looking for properties that are historically significant but may be threatened, whether it's because of their condition or they're an immediate threat, a long-term threat, and places that, as I said, are historically significant, but also that there are some people who care about that place as well and would like to see some future for it. And so people and organizations nominate properties, and then based on those criteria, the historic significance again, the current condition, the urgency of the threat, what solutions they've already come to remove the threats, judges then look at those nominations and decide which of those properties they consider fall into the most endangered category, something that people should really be looking at and should really get some attention if they haven't already.
About how long have these lists been coming out?
The list started in 1995.
Okay. And then this year, how many do we have on the list?
There are six properties on the 2014 list.
Obviously, the one most familiar to people in this area is the former Unitarian Church. By being on this list, what do you guys try to see happen? I mean, being on a list is one thing. Kind of where does preservation go after it puts out this list?
Right. And you know, we wish we could do more with this list. What we hope is that this is kind of a stepping off point. So communities or organizations, once they receive the designation for the site that they've nominated, that this is will help them get some media attention and will help them to kind of show in their communities, hey, there is a statewide organization that has paid attention to this. Maybe we should look at it and look at a possible future for that, that it would help them get support, that also the endangered property status would help them as they apply for grants and so forth. And we do have some. We only have one small part-time staff member. So we try to answer questions or point organizations to the right direction, where they can go in terms of next steps as they're looking for saving or restoring the building that's on the properties list.
So it's really the idea, you guys are kind of waving the banner saying, hey, look here, people need
absolutely
to be seeing this. That's kind of what we're looking at.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a good way to put it.
In terms of past success, I mean, obviously you've probably had a number of properties, some may be on for years. What have you seen when it comes to what happens when one of these properties makes the list?
Sure, and I've only been administrating it. This is basically my first year doing it, so I don't have a long history. But I can tell you that there are properties that are then success stories. So, for example, I can't right now think of someplace necessarily in your area, but I do know that the hotel designed by Frank Lloyd Wright in Mason City at one time was on the endangered properties list, and today it's really a success story. Obviously, not all the properties that are on the endangered list become success stories. It's mixed, but there are some of those that where it's hopefully given organizers and communities kind of a boost in terms of looking at the future of their property.